you know, the military did essentially the same thing. They investigated the Kent State for a long time, but no one ever got in trouble. There was no reprimand of any kind. Mm-hmm. And those were, you know, white college students. So, right. You know,
On the other hand, at that time, the country was much less cynical of its leadership, and, you know, wasn't too long after that, because of those circumstances in Watergate and Vietnam, that changed. So now we're far more, you know, cynical and skeptical of our leadership. And that was certainly going on 10 years ago in 1997 when this happened. So it's kind of, to me, pretty blatant why this story just didn't really make much noise.
You know?
And also how it, even if another few years later, we're sending military, you know, or we're sending down, right? We're sending military, Bush sent down the National Guard, was it? National Guard,
It's what's happened today is that the kind of these missions, they're called LPOP missions, that the Marines in the Hernandez story were conducting, which the military hides out in the bushes with guns and looks for drug dealers or terrorists. Those have been reinstituted, and the National Guard are performing them now. They were discontinued for these 9 years between 97 and 2006. It's sort of uncanny. You listen to the rhetoric coming out of the military postings on this issue, and they're saying exactly the same thing they were saying in the 90s, which is, we're only there in a support role, we just let the law enforcement know, you know, because technically the military cannot, you know, given their training as soldiers, I mean, you know, that you have to ask yourself, is it practical, first of all? Is it safe, and is it practical? And I think this story, it demonstrates certainly that it's not safe. And as far as the practicality goes, you know, our film touches on it, but there's a lot more information that shows quite clearly that never was this a practical application of drug war resources, ever. Drugs have always come through the ports of entry. 90% of drugs come through the ports of entry, and it's the same today.
Supply and demand. And I guess the it's sort of worth touching on just on this one. This guy who was there, who talked, who sort of like was in a way this talking head in a way, the son of the teacher, the retired teacher, and sort of brought everything full circle for you.
Yes.
You know, that was. You know, and it was very well done in that way. And I don't know how you met him, but
He's an amazing man. I mean, you know, this is a town in the middle of nowhere, really, on the border, and this guy is one of the most learned, well-read people I've ever met, and he was able to present us with a really broad historical view without being, politically motivated, really. I mean.
Right.
His family is friends with the Bushes.
He was able to sort of put it into everything. He saw the dimensions and the layers and the nuances to things, and it really was, you know, pretty, pretty, pretty amazing. You know, it kind of put your film in a way into, you walked out with a certain perspective thanks to this guy. You had to have him. You could have drawn your own conclusions too.
Absolutely.
And so, okay, well, what's next with the film? What's next with this documentary?
We've got a couple more festivals. We're into a couple, and we're waiting to hear back from some more. This being the first American festival we've been to, Tribeca, we're just starting to speak with distributors, television, DVD, and theatrical, and see, you know, what can happen. I won't say too much more because I've never been through this process, so I don't really know how it works yet.
But, so more festivals, though, and
yes,
and cross your fingers it'll be distributed and give a lot more people the chance to see it, so the film can sort of contribute to making some sort of difference.
I mean, and then we're also going to be showing it to the governors of the four border states. We want to show it in universities along the border, and to people in D.C., congressmen in D.C. I mean, I think that there is, especially with a new administration coming up in the next year and a half, I mean, one of the important things about this story is that it really was the product of a policy that became the status quo. Clinton administration took it on, and because that's sort of what we did on the border, and kept it going for 5 years. And I think that it's very important, you know, for people to understand that that it doesn't have to be the status quo. That, you know, we should really look at it. It'd be a great tragedy.
All right, thank you, Kieran Fitzgerald.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
And, thank you.
Good luck with the future of the Ballad of Ezequiel Hernandez. I really enjoyed it. All right, perfect. Thank you. Excellent. Well, let's withdraw.